Talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Monday, May 20th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott Seeger.
And I'm Maria Chalais. Partly cloudy in Salt Lake City and 67 degrees.
A multi-car crash at 2100 South. I'm Charles Moran.
Our top story this hour is developing news in West Valley, where police say they are giving up on the active hunt for Susan Cox Powell. They're also revealing never-before-known details about their investigation. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour begins our live team coverage from West Valley City Hall. Peter?
Well, Scott, let's start with some of the bad news. Even KSL's subpoena regarding the Susan Powell disappearance has been redacted. It's completely black in the documents given to the media from West Valley Police. We're searching through them right now to know exactly why investigators had to call off the active search after 3.5 years, but they said that all of the main information died with Josh and Mike Powell. Josh, of course, is Susan Powell's husband. And as he's always said, Chief Deputy Mike Powell, no relation, stressed that his officers never had enough information to give Salt Lake County prosecutors the chance to press charges against Josh Powell or anyone else.
There was no identified crime scene, no body, no circumstantial evidence, and based on that alone, the likelihood of a successful prosecution was not high.
Powell avoided direct answers to questions like exactly how they tried to unencrypt Josh and Michael Powell's computers to know how they talked to each other, what they said to each other before Susan disappeared. Police think that they have a hand in at least that, but not any murder. Again, there's never been a body found. And for reaction to that connection, let's go with our live team coverage, continuing with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Well, Peter, very emotional day for the friends of Susan Cox Powell, who were there at this press conference in West Valley after police say that they've called off this active search for Susan Powell. Kirstie Hellowell says she knows investigators have not officially given up on the hope of finding Powell, but in a way, it kind of feels like they are.
Logically, there's a limited amount of money and a limited amount of resources. You can't investigate a case like this full-time forever, but it's hard, and I'd hope this day wouldn't come so soon.
But she also says that Susan's family has been hoping to conduct better investigations on their own, and they were hoping that since police have released tens of thousands of documents related to that search, Hellowell says the Cox family might be able to start doing that. However, as Peter mentioned, a lot of information has been redacted. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Among the evidence released today were a number of voicemails left on Susan Powell's cell phone. They included messages from Josh Powell, his sister, and from Susan Powell's mother.
Hi, Susan. It's Mom. It's Monday in the afternoon, so December 7th. Call back when you can. Bye-bye.
In the message from her husband, Josh Powell said that he thought it was Sunday, not Monday, and told her that they still planned to pick her up at work.
Well, Susan Cox Powell's parents, Chuck and Judy Cox, are going over the documents as well this afternoon, and they plan to speak about the case tomorrow. There are unresolved civil suits and an ongoing fight for life insurance. Grant and Amanda will have the very latest breaking developments for you tomorrow on Utah's Morning News right here on KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The search is now on for bodies of some children buried inside an elementary school in Oklahoma. The school was decimated by a massive tornado. Cleon Wall has the update live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, firefighters are laboriously moving cinder blocks one by one, looking for the kids who were buried inside of Plaza Towers Elementary. Seven bodies were in a pool at the bottom of the school. And it's thought that maybe 20 to 30 more children are still under the rubble. That's according to KFOR. Moore Police Officer Jeremy Lewis says this is the largest storm he's ever seen.
It went through our entire city this time, taking out pretty much the center of Moore. It looks like just from the damage area, about a mile to a mile and a half wide, all the way across.
The death toll is expected to go way up as firefighters also search homes that were demolished. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Now, the storms that hit Moore, Oklahoma, chased mourners out of an LDS funeral. Paul Krieger had just finished singing and playing the piano at a service when police came in and told people a tornado was a quarter of a mile away. They were able to drive away to safety.
Right now, we're in total mayhem as far as traffic's concerned. Everything is to a standstill and nothing's moving but emergency vehicles, and they seem to be coming from miles and miles away. There's lots of different municipalities named on these vehicles that are coming in.
Krieger says the storm wiped out entire neighborhoods.
A series of car bomb attacks in Iraq today have proved deadly, killing at least 95 people. At least 10 bombs exploded in open-air markets scattered across Baghdad.
The Hofstra University student accidentally shot and killed by a police officer will be buried later this week. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports the junior was killed along with a gunman holding her and her roommates hostage.
He's got the guns pointed at the head.
For any police officer, Eugene O'Donnell at John Jay College of Criminal Justice says the confrontation would be a nightmare.
Police coming face to face with this guy, armed, threatening the life of a hostage. It's the worst kind of thing you could imagine.
The officer's decision to enter the home and then fire 8 times, killing the gunman and Hofstra Jr. Andrea Ribello, is now the subject of an investigation by Nassau County Police and prosecutors. Ribello's family is said to be in severe shock. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Prosecutors are reviewing the medical records of an American Fork man. Josh Peterson is accused of murdering his 5-month-old son.
As much as we can offer an opinion on what they mean, we're sending him out to an expert just to kind of due diligence and to see what we can see about his state of mind at the time of the shooting.
Deputy Utah County Attorney Craig Johnson told KSL after a status hearing today, it still hasn't been decided whether prosecutors will seek the death penalty. Peterson's attorney has previously said his client is depressed and wants to die. One officer testified in a previous hearing that Peterson had planned for a month to kill his son and then himself.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, a bear of a problem for Utah wildlife officers in Provo Canyon.
Plus, we do have some trouble spots in your drive home. We'll check those with traffic and weather together coming up every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, 12 Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Your car.
This type of thing just makes me nuts.
And all night long.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:15.
Doctor's Secrets, the rules keeping Utahns in the dark. I'm KSL News Specialist Mike Hedrick.
KSL News Time 6:08. The United Kingdom is experiencing an explosion of measles cases because of a false study. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
The 1998 study claimed a link between the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and autism, but it was later proven false and yanked from the journal that published it. Still, it was enough to scare British parents from vaccinating their children, and now Britain has a measles epidemic. 2,000 cases last year, 1,200 so far this year. They used to only have a couple dozen a year.
Health officials are also worried about measles cases coming to America from England and parents in this country who still believe that study and won't vaccinate their children.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has managed to capture and relocate a curious young bear seen poking around Provo Canyon. The sightings caused some concern, but wildlife officers decided not to euthanize the animal because it had not shown any signs of becoming too familiar with humans.
Debate heats up in a cold place as Alaska unveils plans to scour the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. That's to determine the refuge's oil and gas potential. Alaska's governor says the federal government hasn't done enough, so the state is taking up the cause.
And time for another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. First, here's Mark Christians.
Looks like traffic is starting to forgive a little bit out of the downtown area towards that accident at 2100 South, but still looks pretty messy. If you can possibly use another route, at least for the next few moments here, until they can get this finally cleared up. Looks like they're in the final stages now. Traffic opens up through the valley, and again, you're back in the slow traffic at 5900 South, and it stays that way all the way through 141st South, where they're still working on clearing up this accident, taking up the HOV lane just before you head up over the top of the point of the mountain. Charles?
County, we're looking good in Davis and Weber counties. We still have this accident. Redwood Road southbound, North Salt Lake at the North Belt to go westbound on the 215 North Belt. That ramp is closed. And no other problems that I can see in the Salt Lake Valley. Foothill and Highland Drive in good shape, as well as the 215 East Belt. New Ram 1500 Quad Cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. The temperature's still a little cool today with scattered showers still lingering. They'll all be moving out, though, as this low pressure slowly moves off to the east. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight, 49 for the low, 76 and a few clouds around on Tuesday, 84 south winds Wednesday ahead of a dry cold front. It'll drop our temperatures back into the mid-70s, but it'll be sunny on Thursday and Friday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Partly cloudy, 67 degrees downtown.
Alan, we're continuing to keep track of two big stories that broke today. One is that West Valley police have decided to end the formal investigation into the search for the remains of Susan Cox Powell. There have been some interesting revelations in some of the documents that they have released. And, of course, the massive tornado in Oklahoma just devastating the town of Moore outside of Oklahoma
City.
Stunning
pictures coming from that as well.
We're still just kind of getting the number of casualties from that. They have 10 confirmed deaths, but they
are searching for a number of children who were inside a schoolhouse that was leveled. And we'll bring you the very latest here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
We're at it again, making headlines across the country, this time in the Wall Street Journal. They point out something that so many of us already knew, the fact that once again, Utah has the lowest healthcare costs in the nation. Why Utah? The article points to our young and healthy population, but also give credit to the 40,000 people who work hard to drive down patient costs while ensuring they receive the highest quality healthcare. 40,000 dedicated people, the members of the Utah Hospital Association, 10 statewide health systems, more than 50 community hospital and affiliated home health agencies and clinics that reach every corner of our state. It's an organization that has touched the life of virtually every Utahn, either directly or through a family member, all working together with the goal of improving care coordination and keeping patients safe. That's the Utah Hospital Association, the trusted voice of healthcare.
Hey, it's me, the regular dad. I ask guys like you a few questions, a kind of parenting test. So here goes. What is this sound? Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's the sound a young teenager makes when he's done something he regrets. Maybe he got caught up in peer pressure, tried a few drinks at a party, and the next morning, well, he makes this sound. Kind of a sad sound, isn't it? Hear the embarrassment, the reluctance, the pulling away? If you recognize it, then you know exactly what to do. Listen. It might take a long time. A drive together, or a walk that turns into a talk, and that turns into an arm around his shoulder that means you understand. I know, it's tough. Keep at it. You're doing great.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with FM 100.3, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale, too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it, too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
A sad day for friends of Susan Cox Powell as police announced they've stopped the active search for her and they're surprised to hear how her brother-in-law might have helped in her disappearance. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Other local stories we are following. At least one person is dead from a car crash on a Salt Lake Valley freeway this afternoon. Utah Highway Patrol is looking into the cause of the wreck involving two cars on eastbound I-250. At Redwood Road.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
And it looks like a couple other accidents in the clearing stages. One at 2100 South, southbound I-15. Still heavy traffic behind that. The other one at 141st South, southbound 15, with a lot of traffic back behind that. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds and a few storms still around, but warmer temperatures are on their way. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
67 degrees downtown.
A colored ribbon could be the difference when it comes to keeping your dog safe. Tema Martin with Best Friends Animal Society. Placing a yellow ribbon on your dog's collar can be a visual cue that says, give my dog some space.
Could mean that the dog has kennel cough and they don't want to expose any other dogs. It could be a dog that just had knee or hip surgery and is out getting, you know, out for therapeutic walk and would be injured by another dog pouncing on it.
Al Park City resident is asking the city council to make the yellow ribbon program official.
Well, you might be surprised to find out that your doctor is an ex-con, but here in Utah, you're not allowed to know. KSL News Specialist Mike Hedrick has the story.
Word of mouth is how most of us find a doctor these days.
He was supposed to be a really great doctor.
But what happens when a doctor with rave reviews has a history of complaints?
We found out that he's served jail time for multiple counts of misconduct with his patients and with his staff.
State rules make it nearly impossible to find out. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10, we investigate why and we'll show you the best way to protect yourself. I'm Mike Hedrick, KSL News Radio.
And once again, the search is continuing for survivors in Oklahoma after a massive tornado. A swath about a mile wide swept through the state. We'll have the very latest coming up as we go in depth at 5:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. That search and recovery effort is underway at an elementary school in Moore, Oklahoma. One TV station says the bodies of at least 7 children have been recovered and 20 to 30 more could still be trapped under the rubble.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
ABC's Dan Thomas is at Plaza Towers Elementary and he says there's almost nothing left of the school.
Cars are inside of what's left of the school, the rubble. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars that are actually inside what used to be the school. It's nothing but a pile of brick.
We're hearing from first responders who followed the tornado.
I'm on the north side of Norman. I can see it on the ground from my location at I-35 and Tecumseh.
Yeah, I'm at Franklin and 60th, and it's big and hurting people.
Aerial video shows miles and miles of destruction outside of Oklahoma City. Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb says thousands of people are without power and more.
Power lines are down. There are gas leaks everywhere. And I would humbly ask for your listeners for prayer for the state of Oklahoma.
A couple of brothers say some friends of former Weber State basketball star Damian Lillard beat them. The guys were trying to get a picture with the NBA Rookie of the Year. Lillard is not a suspect in the tussle. An immigration bill would require fingerprinting when foreigners leave the country through any of the nation's biggest airports. Utah's Orrin Hatch was behind the amendment, accepted by a bipartisan group of senators pushing the bill. And Arkansas's treasurer has been charged with accepting bribes from a broker who received a lot of the state's bond business. Some of the payments were rolled up and hidden inside a pie box. KSL News Time, 619.
If you're just joining us, of course, we have the story in Oklahoma that we're following, as well as West Valley Police announcing that they have ended their active investigation for Susan Cox Powell, but they will continue to follow any open leads that come to them.
And we continue to cover the devastating tornado in Oklahoma. It went past Oklahoma City and through the town of Moore, where they continue to search for survivors. The latest now from ABC News.
New numbers have just come in from the medical examiner's office in Oklahoma. 37 people are now known to be dead from today's massive tornado that ripped through neighborhoods in Moore, Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City. ABC's Dan Thomas is there.
The entire neighborhood around it is demolished. There's, just countless homes, dozens of homes here that have just been wiped right down to the foundation. This is not a trailer park. These are stick-built homes, many of them brick.
The schools in Moore were full at the time. Students have been pulled from rubble. This woman works at a daycare center.
The radio started going off, our TVs went off, then the sirens, and we line our kids up straight into the innermost bathroom and put nap mats on top of all of us, and we all huddled together until it was over.
And the search is on for survivors now. We're expecting a news conference in a few minutes to update efforts. 60 people have been admitted to hospitals in that area, and again, new numbers, 37 people now known to be dead. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Still a rough commute ahead of you if you're trying to make your way southbound on I-15 this afternoon, even starting out of the downtown area. Going to be extremely heavy through 21st South, and then starting again at 5900 South. The brake lights are on. It's a huge, big, long line of very slow traffic all the way out to 141st South, where they're still cleaning up this accident in the number one and HOV lane there. That's why traffic's slowing down. For the most part, there are no other problems beyond that towards the top of the point, Charles.
In North Salt Lake, the southbound ramp from Redwood Road to the 215 North Belt westbound is closed from a fatal accident earlier. That'll remain closed for the next couple of hours. Northbound through Davis and Weber counties in good shape. We've had no problems from American to Spanish Fork on I-15. And right now, an accident in the downtown area at 370 South, 300 East. Get what you need for any spring home fix-up project from one of Diamond Rentals' conveniently located equipment stores. Look for the new Diamond Rental Centers along I-15 in Kaysville and Sandy. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, after a wild weekend of rain and cold temperatures, some changes coming this week, and it's going to go back to the warm stuff. Tonight, 49 for a low, partly cloudy and 76 on Tuesday, 84, some south winds Wednesday, ahead of a dry cold front that'll drop temperatures back into the mid-70s, but we'll see lots of sunshine Thursday, Friday. Your weekend, mid-80s, mostly sunny skies. Memorial Day, partly cloudy and 81. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, we've got partly cloudy skies and 67 degrees.
The Nightside Project coming your way at 7. Ethan has joined us. What's coming up, Ethan?
Did you know that we have found, on the Nightside Project, conclusive proof that Japan loves French fries more than the United States?
No.
Did you know that?
Is that possible?
Absolutely not kidding. We'll tell you exactly what that is.
Do
also,
they have fry sauce?
Also, I don't know if they have fry sauce.
They have wasabi sauce.
Also, oh. World Nutella Day has been canceled. So that's a little bit of breaking news. I don't know if the newsroom updated you on that.
No, we've been kind of busy.
Yeah, well, I know there's a lot going on. Also, a little bit of morality police. We'll tell you about the school that's getting rid of Mother's Day and Father's Day and replacing it with just a kind of catch-all family day. And we'll talk about, whether or not that's a good idea. And we'll tell you about the French presidential candidate that has a brand new, not a brand new idea, a 100% tax for income tax for people making over a certain amount.
100%?
100%. Now, he's only a candidate. That, he's not actually in a position to affect said tax.
I'm thinking that'll go over really well.
I know, okay. Even in France, right?
Yeah. All right. The Nightside Project coming up at 7 o'clock.
KSL News Time, 623.
Doug Wright. When the president said, now we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
The drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
You know, there's nothing like working for a company that appreciates your hard work and where you know you have the opportunity to get promotions and move up within that company.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy from The Browsers, and we toured a company called Teleperformance. They are looking for people right now who maybe want to change their career or who are starting their first career.
Yeah, you may be fresh out of high school, but you have some customer service experience or some tech experience. You can turn that into a career right now at Teleperformance.
They're looking for so many different things: human resources, IT, administration, recruiting. All of these are available at Teleperformance.
Well, and don't forget, they have free training, and they also have great work-at-home opportunities if you're a stay-at-home mom.
They have three locations right here in Utah: Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden.
And they have over 250 sites across the world, which gives you the opportunity to move up and outward if you like.
Go online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
On the Nines is just the start. This Thursday and Friday, get triple team traffic all afternoon as Utahns head out of town. That's triple team traffic Thursday and Friday afternoon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Watching Utah's money, the Dow Jones Industrials finished the day down 19 points to 15,335. The NASDAQ dropped 3 and the S&P was off 1.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Just like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Join the Nightside Project for Seriously Thursday Night, Thursday 7 to 10 at Decadence Cafe, 584 West, 1600 North in Orem. Decadence Cafe, home to delicious desserts and Creole brew drinks.
Time for an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and here's Mark Christian.
Well, the worst part of the traffic seems to be the south end of the Salt Lake Valley, although I'm seeing little bits and pieces of clearing throughout the stretch between about 5900 South and the 141st South, where the accident now has been moved off to the shoulder. They actually opened up the HOV lane, so that might help absorb some of that slow traffic, but it may take a little while for that to clear out. Still a lot of brake lights between that stretch of freeway there, but before that, you're moving right along if you're southbound, except for that stretch again between 9th South and 21st South. Just doesn't give up behind that other accident, Charles.
Well, we have an accident on Bangor Highway in West Jordan. This is affecting southbounders at 90th South, and then the Redwood Road southbound on-ramp to 215 on the North Belt to go westbound is closed from a fatal accident earlier. We have no delays northbound in Davis and Weber counties. You want a career and a life? Converges can relate. Now hiring in Salt Lake City, you'll enjoy great benefits and talented, friendly colleagues. Apply online at careers.converges.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, our storms are moving out, but not before they delivered some significant rain. We're talking 1 to 2.5 inches over the last couple of days. Tonight, partly cloudy and 49 degrees, mid-70s on Tuesday, mid-80s south winds on Wednesday. And then we'll have some sunshine by Thursday and Friday. Temperatures at the end of the week in the mid-70s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 6:30. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's partly cloudy, 66 degrees.
15 lane closures at 2100 South. I'm Charles Moran.
Our top national story this hour, search efforts continue in Moore, Oklahoma for survivors of the gigantic tornado demolished much of the town, and the death toll has gone up. Cleon Wall has the latest details from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, at least 37 people are confirmed dead. Homes have been leveled, two schools have been destroyed, and over 20 children are thought to be dead inside of Plaza Towers Elementary. There are stories of heroism coming from that school. Jesse jumped in to help.
Me and four other guys pulled a teacher out. She was on top of three kids. The kids were fine. She was hurt pretty bad. We put her on a door and then put her on top of a Jeep and wheeled her out to the ambulances.
Several homes erupted in flames because of broken gas lines. Firefighters weren't able to battle the blazes because of search efforts, so the homes just burned to the ground. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
The storms have devastated neighborhoods, schools, and churches. Paul Kreger was singing and playing piano at an LDS funeral service when police interrupted and told the people to seek shelter. They decided to run for it instead.
We were told by someone with a television set to drive south, and we drove south, and then prior to just as we passed the tree line, we looked up and the tornado was right there.
Kreger says the storm took almost the exact path of the last devastating tornado that struck the town. He says entire neighborhoods have been wiped out.
Well, tornado troubles are not over in the Midwest. The National Weather Service has tornado watches in effect across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois tonight.
After 3.5 years of frustration, West Valley police say it's time to close the active investigation into Susan Cox Powell's disappearance. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour begins our team coverage with a look at thousands of documents that police are now sharing.
And much of them are redacted, filled with black splotches. Police tried searching the computers and conversations of Susan's husband, Josh Powell, and his brother, Michael.
Both over the phone and through encrypted internet messages. Some of this communication was intercepted. However, a large person was not able to be deciphered.
Deputy Chief Mike Powell, no relation, would only say the brothers were persons of interest in the disappearance, not a murder.
With both Josh and Michael committing suicide, many of the details and their involvement have left this world with them.
And without a body or hard evidence, Powell says no charges would stand up in court. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Well, the end of the active search for Susan Cox Powell is hard news to hear for her friends. They say this is a day they hoped wouldn't come. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team same coverage.
Susan Cox Powell's friend, Kiersey Hellowell, says she knows officers will still take in new tips and clues in the case, so they're not officially giving up, but still, to her, it feels like they are.
It's just hard to hear it officially from the police. That's basically over.
Hellowell says she was surprised to hear how Susan's brother-in-law, Michael Powell, may have been involved in her disappearance. She says he might have been Susan's only friend in that family.
She just had nice things to say about him, so it was really shocking to us that he would be involved.
Hellowell says now that police have released most of their files in the case, perhaps the Cox family can conduct better searches on their own. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Secretary of State John Kerry says the government has learned lessons from recent attacks on U.S. embassies, especially last year's attack in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans.
We're bringing on more security personnel. We're enhancing our training. We're putting more Marines at our high-threat diplomatic posts. And we're making sure that their first responsibility is protecting our people, not just classified materials.
Kerry was speaking at the Foreign Service Institute's Security Overseas Seminar in Arlington, Virginia today.
Now, frustration for federal agents because the FBI hasn't made any arrests after a pair of letters containing the deadly poison ricin showed up in Spokane, Washington last week. The letters were postmarked last Tuesday in Spokane and addressed to downtown post office there and the adjacent federal building. They were intercepted by Postal Service employees.
Ending your own life is now a legal option in the state of Vermont. A new law there allows physicians to prescribe lethal meds to terminally ill patients, but the state's health department is still drafting specific rules. Vermont is the fourth state in the nation to legalize assisted suicide.
Some renters in Holiday found out that they're sleeping with bed bugs. Their landlord told them that they fixed the problem, but now they want their money back. KSL News Radio's Nkoyo Iyamba reports on what recourse they actually have.
Kate and Otley signed a lease with Crestwood Cove in Holiday on May 1st. A week later, he found bed bugs.
Anytime we would see one, we would just videotape it, get it down, take its picture.
He complained to the landlords about them. Manager Lisa Starr says exterminators treated the apartment before Otley moved in.
We got the green light to rent the apartments. I wouldn't have rented the apartments had I known that there were still bed bugs.
Attorney Ken Brezen with Utah Legal Services says tenants can give landlords 3 days to fix a bug problem with written notice. After that,
the tenant can choose rent abatement, which is no more rent is due, but the tenant has to move out.
Nkoyo Iyamba, KSO News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Using donuts to catch a bear in Provo Canyon. I'm Mark Duke.
And we'll have another update for your drive home with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the night.
KSL News Time, 6:36.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Know that he was backing up all of my photos on his computer.
So you have some redundancy.
I have the hubby backup.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:45, the grim search for survivors continues after that devastating tornado in Oklahoma this afternoon.
Sports Shore News sponsored by Replenish. Get your yard and garden off to a great start with Replenish Landscape Products. Replenish, it's good stuff. KSL News Time, 6:38.
Ella Young Bear is getting used to a new home a little bit further away from humans today. The bear that had been sighted numerous times in Provo Canyon was captured by wildlife officials this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has the story.
They used donuts to lure this young animal into what's called a culvert trap. The bear had been spotted in a neighborhood, most recently up a tree in a backyard, but it wasn't acting aggressively, and wildlife officials chose to trap rather than to tranquilize the animal. Wildlife manager Kobe Jones says it's a good reminder for people who live near bear territory.
As these bears in this early spring are getting kicked off or finding new territories, we need to make sure that we're not luring them in with easy food.
The animal was taken to an area between Spanish Fork Canyon and Strawberry Reservoir and released. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Utah's not generally at risk for sinkholes to appear, despite several small ones that have popped up recently. Geologist Richard Giroux says that most sinkholes in the state are caused by underground water lines breaking and causing a road to collapse.
We don't really see many naturally occurring sinkholes in Utah. I mean, they do exist, and they are around, but we don't see them that frequently.
Giroux says sinkholes like the one in Florida that killed a man sleeping in his bed a couple of months ago are highly unlikely to occur here. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
HOV lane still closed at 2100 South. It looks like that accident in the final clearing stages there was an injury accident, so they're doing a little investigation and waiting for what looks like one more wrecker to show up. In the meantime, you still have a good traffic pattern delayed back to about 9th, 10th South or so. Further southbound, 5900 South, still showing those signs of very slow traffic. You're just crawling as you make your way further southbound, several miles up into that accident in the clearing stages at 141st South. Charles?
Well, the ramp from southbound Redwood Road to 215 on the North Belt to go westbound is closed. From an accident earlier, we have no problems on I-15 northbound through Davis and Weber counties. Highway 89 in good shape. And we've had no problems on Interstate 80 from I-15 to Park City. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, it has been a wild weekend for storms. We're talking 1 to 2 to 2.5 inches of rain in some spots across Utah. Now, those storms are moving out, and the warmer weather will be returning. Tonight, 49 for a low, partly cloudy skies. We'll keep a few clouds around and 76 degrees on Tuesday, 84 increasing clouds and a little breezy on Wednesday, and then we get a little cool front in here, but it won't do much. In fact, 74 for the high Thursday, mostly sunny skies. Let sunshine and 70 stick around through the end of the week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, we do have a few clouds and 66 degrees.
Well, we have been waiting for a news conference out of the city of Moore, Oklahoma, where that devastating tornado struck. And when that does happen, we'll bring that to you live here on KSL News Radio.
We'll keep you up to date on that story and the latest on the Susan Cox Powell investigation right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
What weather is expected to be out of here today?
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green Tea HP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall on the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
So, I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Trickle down, this is Trickle Up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the parents of missing West Valley City mother Susan Cox Powell are poring over thousands of newly released documents about their daughter's case tonight. Police dropped the files today after admitting that they are giving up on the active investigation.
Other local stories we're following, Chevron is selling a problem pipeline near Willard Bay to Tesoro. The pipeline leaked earlier this spring, pouring hundreds of gallons of diesel fuel into wetlands around Willard Bay State Park. Chevron will still be responsible for the cleanup work.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
Still very heavy traffic pattern southbound on I-15 here in the Salt Lake Valley. It starts Murray, ends far end of Draper, the south end of Draper. Marcus Jansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still a few rain showers around this afternoon, but warmer weather is moving in. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
And right now in Salt Lake, we've got few clouds and 66 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. At least 37 people are dead in Moore, Oklahoma. The death toll is expected to rise as emergency crews move deeper and deeper into the hardest hit areas. The storm laid waste to scores of buildings in the city. Homes were crushed into piles of broken wood.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world, and here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
On Saturday, the Utah State Republican Party held their annual convention, and delegates considered changing the rules that would open up the electoral process here in the state of Utah and allow for greater participation from the public. Ultimately, they rejected those rules, and I'm joined by Deseret News political reporter Lisa Riley Roche. And Lisa, back to square one, what happens now?
Well, there's a group threatening an initiative petition drive to create an alternative to getting on the primary ballot.
That would just circumvent the convention altogether and the delegates altogether.
Exactly. And it seemed that that pressure turned off a lot of the delegates. They decided not to do it, but the party says they're going to go forward and look at what they can do anyway.
And the petition drive, is it still on?
Well, the organizers are taking a breather and deciding what to do next.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
The firsthand accounts coming out of Oklahoma following the massive tornado this afternoon are absolutely heartbreaking.
And we've been telling you this afternoon, as many as 37 people are believed dead now in the town of Moore, Oklahoma. Paul Kreger was at a funeral at an LDS ward house when he heard the warning.
We were at a funeral for a member of the church, and I had just finished playing a song on the piano and singing and sat down. After that, the local police walked into the funeral, and interrupted and asked everyone to get into the hall. So there was a tornado less than a quarter mile away. After a few minutes in the hall, we decided to get in the car and make a run for it. Probably not a wise choice, but we were told by someone with a television set to drive south, and we drove south, and then prior to just as we passed the tree line, we looked up and the tornado was right there, so we kept driving and got just past it, and stopped in a parking lot, and the tornado cut a path between the parking lot and the church that were less than a mile apart, and we spent the last couple hours trying to get back over the debris field so we can get back to the church. But everybody's okay, and Sam, I don't know if you remember when you were here on your mission, if you remember Plaza Towers Elementary School, but it's gone, and the Orr Family Farm, which were some members there, their whole place is gone, and it's pretty devastating.
Now, we are expecting to learn more about the search for survivors in Moore shortly. We'll bring you the latest developments as they break, and Grant and Amanda will have a full wrap-up tomorrow morning on Utah's Morning News.
It looks, Maria, like they're about to start this news conference updating the latest. Let's join it now from ABC.
A lot of drivers who are afraid, and a lot...
Yeah, it's on.
Again, this is a news conference in Moore, Oklahoma. We were expecting it to start just within the next minute or two, and it looks like they're still just getting set up. And we're going to come back to that in just a second. Right now, let's get an update of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
The accident at 2100 South I-15 has been cleared. Traffic's moving well through the area there, but the south end of the valley still stuck with some spots of heavier traffic behind and now clearing the accident at 141st South. Once that clears out, I think you'll find that it'll be a smooth ride through the south end and then over the point of the mountain, no problems into Utah County, Charles.
If you're sitting on Redwood Road and you're trying to get on I-215's north belt to go west and south, a fatal accident has closed the ramp there, and you'll see no delays out of the downtown area northbound through Davis and Weber counties, and we're looking good. Foothill, Highland Drive, and the 215 East Bell. Right now, get a Golden West Credit Union auto loan as low as 2.74% fixed or 2.49% variable. Golden West Credit Union will take care of you. Apply today. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's now join that news conference coming to us from Moore, Oklahoma.
This big tornado that hit along the same path of the May 3rd tornado in 1999. It's just hard to believe that something like this could happen again to Moore itself. And I just want to say, first of all, that our prayers and our thoughts are with the Oklahoma families that have been hit hard by this terrible storm these last 2 days. And in particular, our hearts are just broken for the parents that are wondering the state of their children that have been in the schools that have been hit today, and certainly the other businesses and facilities that have been hit hard. I know that there are families wondering where their loved ones are, and right now we're doing everything we can as a state to get as much emergency personnel, state agencies, all the different charities that are out doing search and rescue efforts, trying to make sure that we have looked under every single piece of debris and every single building and along the roads and communities to find anyone that might be injured or might be lost from the storms that have hit the state of Oklahoma. I just want to say how much I appreciate all the first responders, the law enforcement entities, the fire, the police, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, the Highway Patrol. We've called out the National Guard and certainly many other emergency services throughout the state, the hospitals that are responding so well to those that have been injured in this terrible storm that has struck our state. And we're doing everything we can to get all the resources out throughout this community, and certainly we have other areas of the state that we're also dealing with right now. We will bear no resource. We'll bring every single resource out that we can. We've had offers from other governors across the nation. I've even had a phone call from President Obama, who sends his prayers for the state. He's also offered to do anything that he can to speed up our federal assistance and any type of red tape that might be in our way and offer resources too. We have called in extra resources from out of state for search and rescue. We have brought in rescue dogs to go through the debris itself. It will be dark pretty soon, and we want to do everything that we can to continue to look for those that might be lost in this tragedy.
This is the governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon.
That can to stay away. We have lots of law enforcement, emergency personnel that are working on the sites itself. We have tremendous traffic jams on our highways right now with I-35 and I-44 that took a direct hit with the tornado crossing those areas. And there are many side streets that are also jammed up with traffic. Communication is very hard with cell phone towers and also with down power lines throughout various areas of the state, and in particular in Moore and this vicinity too. So communication is very, very hard. So we're asking the public to be as patient as possible and letting us work through what we need to, and knowing that we're doing every single thing that we can to assist those that are in need right now and bring out the resources. I want to say thank you so very much to the media. The media has done a superb job over the last couple of days of keeping people informed about the current weather conditions, especially our weatherman and those that have been on the ground driving and following and tracking the storm itself. As I visited around Bethel Lakers today, or the trailer park that lost so many homes and lost some people, and also around Kearney, Oklahoma, and Highway 177 and Shawnee, I had many people come up and say, because of the media and their rapid response and reporting on the track of the storms, that they were able to get to a storm shelter, and we saved a lot of lives because of that. But as we know today, we've had a massive tornado, a huge one, that has passed through this community. We do know there are fatalities. We don't have a number count yet. We know there are a lot of injuries. We know we've lost a tremendous amount of structures throughout this community and throughout the state. Our health department and our medical examiner are working as quick as they can to try to help families identify and try to find their loved ones. For those families who don't know the status of their loved ones, and in particular the children that were in the schools that have been hit, there is a reunification center set up at St. Andrew's Church at 119th and South Main. And our prayers are with you, and we're working as quickly as we can to try to get through the debris and to try to answer some questions about where loved ones are. We have, of course, signed a federal emergency declaration yesterday for 16 counties. Today, we've added another 5 counties to that emergency declaration. It will allow us to access emergency services, coordinate with the local communities, make emergency purchases for the communities, bring in resources to help with the search and rescue, and certainly with the cleanup itself. And we have been in direct contact with FEMA and talking to them about the various types of aids and assistance that we need, both for individual families, for our businesses, and the community disaster relief itself. Please know that we're working as quickly as we can. There are a tremendous amount of people that are helping. For those who aren't involved in rescue operations, please stay away from the immediate vicinity so that we can bring in the type of emergency services that we need to. And we will be continuously updating you. Tomorrow I will be taking an aerial tour with our National Guard. I did call out earlier today, early in the afternoon, when I saw the tornado hitting this area. I called out 80 of our National Guard members to come and help secure the perimeters and to also help our highway patrol with our traffic congestion on our highways and to secure the areas that have been affected. So we are working with our Red Cross, our Salvation Army, and many of our charities to get food and water and emergency shelters out to those that have lost their home, and certainly to help feed and hydrate those that are working at the scene with our emergency responders. So I will stop right now, and I'll turn it over to our Emergency Management Director, Albert Ashwood. He set up the Operations Command Center yesterday when we were having the various tornadoes that swept through Oklahoma. They have not taken down the center. It's been up all night and certainly up all day today, and it's been a very busy time. Albert, thank you so much for your tremendous amount of work that you and your staff and the coordination. There's about 50 people that are in the command center right now working with all the various state agencies, with federal entities, local communities, and certainly with our state charities. So thank you, Albert, for your work.
I appreciate that. I'd like to echo what Governor Fallon said. Of course, when it comes to state response, our job is extremely simple. Provide the city of Moore, Oklahoma City, the affected jurisdictions, everything the state has to offer. And that's what we're doing. We've done it through the National Guard, the Department of Public Safety. We also have looked to our federal partners, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They've been great partners over the years with the number of disasters that we've had. And we have three urban search and rescue teams that are moving this way at the disposal of local search and rescue if they're needed. Those would be similar to the teams that we used during the Oklahoma City bombing back in 1995. As far as recovery, as the governor said, we do anticipate receiving a federal declaration very shortly that will help individuals with their unmet needs, of course, and to help them with their immediate needs to try to find a roof over their head and a place to take their family for the short term. At this time, I want to turn it over to the real people that are at where the rubber meets the road here. That would be, the city of Moore. Steve Eddy, the city manager of Moore, please come forward.
Albert, if I could just add two more quick things. I want to just mention that I have been in touch with our present pro tem of our Oklahoma Senate. The Senate tomorrow will be running some legislation in the final days of the legislature to allow the state